we have improved our deployment. We have improved, increased our activities, both the covert and the overt, as a result of the festive season, in which we're all aware that we have the threat of terrorism, which tends to go high when we come to exciting days, like today up to second. So we couldn't take the situation for granted. We have improved our deployment. We have heightened up the patrols in the space center, both motorized and foot patrols. We have deployed at black spot, what is earmarked as black spot, as well as taking over security of vital installations all around the space center and its neighborhood. So we are very alert to ensure that they don't track a dislapse and the excitement of people with the festive season to cause the damage to us.
Does that mean that the police have gotten specific intelligence regarding a possible attack? That is why the police have increased such incidents following a statement that the police released?
We have intelligence information of intention to hit us in this period, most especially targeting the vital installations, including police establishments, and we have taken caution of that. But we also know that it has been characteristic of terrorists to always take the advantage of excitement of people and lapse in the security details to cause damage to people. So we are not taking that for granted. We can't really ignore that. That's why we've heightened up our deployment.
Has the police been educating Ugandans, especially those in the capital, to be aware following this increased troops level and the threat of a possible attack?
Oh, yeah, we have. We have been sensitizing people on radios and using all the available media to be cautious. We granted permission to some concerts to take place during this festive season, but we have reassessed it. And as I talk up to now, our commanders trying to inspect these venues where concerts are supposed to take place to ensure that they have actually complied with the standard agreed on. So we shall continue and any activity at any point when we realize it puts people's lives at risk due to the terror threat, we shall not hesitate to stop it.
So what assurances will you give the people of Uganda following all this increased police activity, especially in the capital, Kampala?
Yeah, the assurance. What we are already telling people is that the police has done and is still doing all what it can to ensure people go through the festive season peacefully without an attack. But it's important that the individual persons consider themselves as the first line security, their own life and their own property. So anywhere they go, at their home, on the road and in places where they go for prayers or for fun, they should consider the security aspect as number one best